But now it is Free coming back. Free with a left hand. What's keeping these two guys up? A tremendous closing moment.
There comes Balboa back, but the champion back with another left.
never won. Come here, Blue. Nobody can beat me. You tell him what I said. And he's next. I'm going to kill him. Nobody can stop me. You tell Balboa that. I'm coming after him. You tell him.
I want a shot at the title. If Balboa got the guts to meet me in the ring or anywhere else. My whole life been directed towards this title and nothing else. I live alone and I train alone. I win the title alone. I want him. He can't duck me forever. He can run, but he can't hide.
Well, another southpaw, heavyweight champion Rocky Balboa, doesn't seem to be worried about much these days. He's just defended his title for the 10th time, and now he's even agreed to take on the world's heavyweight wrestling champion in a sort of charity benefit with all the proceeds to go to a local youth foundation. Now, I'll have to give him credit. Mr. Balboa manages to stay busy. He's a true sportsman, and it looks like the number one contender, Clubber Lang, will have to continue to play the waiting game, but that should be a great, great matchup.
Awesome. Introducing the newest Datsun Z.
You going?
Now,
hey,
Turbo.
Hey, don't forget
Rick.
To give Rocky my best, huh? You know, I haven't come in 8 years. How about you give me, Paulie, your best one?
Datsun Turbo Z.
Take it easy, Paul.
You own the road.
Hey, hey, Paulie. Hey, hey, Paulie, Army. Hey, when you see the Rocky, showing the boys off there. Hey!
You want to hear I owe you? You, I owe nothing.
No, you don't owe me nothing.
So, what do you want I should do? My sister ain't here?
She's home.
Oh, you know me, I used to be tight until you come in. I raise her, she don't come down.
She don't know about this.
You and her can go to hell, you know that?
Hey, watch your mouth, boy.
You gonna whack me? I don't sweat you. I don't sweat you, come on.
Come on, Paul, I want you to screw your head on right.
No, it ain't my head. Your freaking head is the one on wrong.
Yeah? Well, what did I do?
What'd you do? Nothing. For yourself? Oh, nice. Look, you fixed your face up, handsome. Nice clothes. What'd you do for Paulie? Anything? 3 years if you gave me a job? Give me this. You gave me a lousy, stinking X-Lax watch. This.
Hey, Paulie.
What? What? There. That's right. No, leave it now. You never kept a good time anyway. You know, you forget when you were a punk and those guys used to laugh at you because you're so jive. Who used to whack them bums out?
They laughed at both of us.
No one laughed at me. Tell me, who fixed you up with your first woman?
Me, Paulie. I was responsible.
She was pregnant.
So what? You was no prize either. You know, I always give you. I give you. What do? You buy a new house? You move Mick in, right? Did you ask me? Is there something matter with me? I got feelings, you know. This ain't Cabo.
Everybody's got them, Paulie.
The hell with everybody.
No, maybe it's the hell with you.
I don't want to listen to this crap.
Come on, you talk like everybody owes you a living.
Shut your mouth.
Look, nobody owes nobody nothing. You owe yourself.
You're wrong. Friends owe.
Friends don't owe. They do because they want to do.
Shut your freaking mouth. You've been keeping me down.
Down? You know, you're like a crazy brother to me. You really are. So I want to tell you something. This is coming straight from the heart for it. And I mean this. You ain't down. And you ain't a loser. You're just a jealous, lazy bum.
Okay. I'm going to break your mouth. I'm going to break your mouth up! Get on the job.
All you had to do was ask. You punch pretty good.
Think so?
Oh, superb.
Cost a lot, huh?
Yeah, a few bucks.
That next one?
Any trouble with Paulie tonight?
Yeah, nothing unusual.
Are you really gonna fight that wrestler? They're so big.
That's all right. It'll be fun. Mind if I serenade you? Do, 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 do. Come on, it's your part.
Oh, what are you doing?
Come on, you can do it.
No.
Do, 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 do.
Come on, Rocky, you're gonna wake the baby.
Hey, Jamie. Oh, let's do a duet. Do, 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 do.
Do, do, do,
no,
do.
It's good, but it's not do, do. It's do, 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 do.
Do 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 do.
That's good enough. Do I've been told.
Do 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 do.
By people and they are.
Do 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 do.
Said to take me back, take me back like a fool.
What's the matter?
I don't know anymore. The composition.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we're lucky.
Yeah, maybe we're very lucky.
Very lucky.
Well, howdy, 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 sports fans. This is Dennis James with Jim Healy down here at ringside. Tonight we have a most unlikely match for you, the boxer against the wrestler, with all the proceeds going to charity.
What's your feelings about a boxer against the wrestler in the same ring?
Well, you know, the age-old theory is that the wrestler, once he grabs that boxer, that's all she wrote.
But what the hell goes on inside your head? Anything normal functions?
The few.
I don't think so, because to fight a creature like this, you gotta have about 100 pounds of brain damage. I've seen wrestlers that was bigger than dinosaurs. You ever fight a dinosaur, kid?
No, not lately.
They can cause a variety of damage.
The wrestling champion of the world is now entering the arena. I'm telling you, he is quite a sight, all decked out in red.
Why are they carrying him?
He's walking.
Coming after you, Balboa.
Let's call it off.
Oh, come on, it's for charity.
You're wearing your anatomy out for charity. Nobody else does this much for charity.
Bob Hope would.
That's good.
Rocky, you better call Bob Hope.
Slaves out there. Thunder Lips is here. In the flesh, baby.
Oh, my God.
The ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball.
Boy, he is a monster. How much would you take even to get in the ring with him?
Would you like to stop him in Fort Knox?
In the white corner, an incredible sight. Standing nearly 7 feet. Weighing 390 pounds.
Lord,
the undisputed wrestling champion of the world.
The biggest arm in the world.
A man who calls himself the ultimate object of desire. The mountain of molten lust. The one, the only, Thunderlip.
think he eats?
About 202 pounds.
Weighing 202 pounds, the reigning heavyweight champion of the world, Rocky Balboa. Come to the center of the ring, please.
Okay, come on, Mitch.
All right, you guys, you know this is for fun, so take it easy and give him a good show.
Listen, after the match, how about if we get a Polaroid together, okay?
You're in trouble, man. I'm going to break him in half like this.
Seems like lately everybody wants to beat me up.
Stay away. Make faces. Fool around the ring. Got it, kid. All right.
He is the ring.
I get nervous every time he does that.
Whoa. You move pretty fast for a big guy, you know that? Listen, why don't we just move around a little bit, you know, like... Give him a good show. First, I'll chase you, and you chase me, okay? How's that? All right? Go easy. Here you go. Huh? Is that okay?
Stay away from him.
That hurt, right?
Don't mess with
him. How's that? Okay? Not bad, huh?
Come on, man. Away. Come on.
Hey. It's all fake, meatball. All fake.
Oh, my head. Thunderlips has gone absolutely berserk.
Is he alive?
Blast off, meatball!
Get up, boy! Come on, meatball, get your hands on me!
Come on, meatball, I can't get
up! How about it, huh?
Rocco, and I'm in the neighborhood! Get out of his way!
No, I'm not yet, not for the meatball, I'm not doing him yet, boy! Can't break your spirit. I sure enough can break your back.
Is Daddy having fun?
Of course.
He says to grab him.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Give me a hatchet.
Gotcha. Oh, over the gods. Here we go, baby.
Balboa is really in pain.
No one can believe the superhuman strength of Thunderlips. I am the man.
Stop it, Lee.
You want this punching bag? Adrian!
Rocky!
That's incredible. Balboa has just eaved clear into the fifth row.
Now the fans are outraged.
Now he's down.
between the Italian Stallion, Rocky Balboa, and Thunder Lips, the ultimate male. See you next year. Thank God.
Are you all right?
Yeah, pretty good. Good match.
Hey, why'd you get so crazy on me out there?
That's the name of the game.
Well, listen, while you're still calm, can we get that pole right together?
Yeah, sure.
Adrian, come on over here. My wife, Adrian. My kid. Thunderlips. Al, would you do that? Okay, that's all right. You know, sometimes charity really hurts. And this Pinocchio, he told a lie, you see, and his nose started growing real big.
Why didn't his ears grow?
I don't know. I didn't write the story there.
Are you fighting again?
Today? No, I don't plan on fighting today.
Promise?
Promise. Definitely, I promise.
But I like it
here. Yeah, well, I like being here. Now, you getting hungry? Huh? You want some breakfast?
Yeah.
What do you want, Wheaties?
Yeah.
What are Wheaties, huh?
Champions.
What, breakfast or what? Champions, champions. And the father bear, he said somebody's been sleeping in my bed. And the little kid bear said somebody's been sleeping in my bed. And there she is. Thereby, he pulls back the covers and thereby exposing her to the, you know, public. See? Come on, eat your cereal before it sinks. Hurry up.
Then what happened to Goldilocks?
Happened to her? I'm not exactly
sure. Busted for trespassing and got 30 days in the
court. Oh, it's real nice, boy. It's nice to tell the kid. Right?
Rocky?
Rocky? Hurry up and eat.
The car's waiting.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. You guys better go.
You're a good boy now.
Okay. We'll have a fun time here, me and the kid.
All right.
Oh, Mrs. Stein, you almost look pretty good.
Oh, thank you, Paulie.
Don't give the kid any beer, all right? Okay, we got to go on Paulie. Don't take him to the track, all right? How you doing, Mick?
Pretty good. Now, we got a problem in the 7th.
Thank you, one and all. Every once in a while, a person comes along who defies the odds, who defies logic, and fulfills an incredible dream. On behalf of all the citizens of Philadelphia and the many who have been touched by your accomplishments and your untiring participation in this city's many charity functions, it is with tremendous honor that we present this memorial, which will stand always as a celebration to the indomitable spirit of man. Philadelphia salutes its favorite son, Rocky Balboa.
Beautiful.
Yes, Miss Little, thing of beauty.
Thank you very much. I don't know, what do you say to something like this? About 3 years ago, this city really took me inside, you know? And I want to thank you very much for that. I really do. And I've been thinking that I wasn't going to bring this up, but I might as well now. I would never do anything to hurt this sport that has been so really good to me. And I've been talking over with my wife, my manager. We think that it's really hard to just feel like, well, I think maybe it's time that I should step down maybe, and retire.
Get out while you can. Don't get it stuck with no statue. Give him guts. I told you I wasn't going away. You got your shot. Now give me mine.
Why don't you get the hell out of here?
Shut up, old man. I ain't going nowhere. And why don't you tell all these nice folks why you've been ducking me? Politics, man. This country wants to keep me down. Keep everybody weak. They don't want a man like me to have the title because I'm not a puppet like that fool up there.
You know, you've got a big mouth, you know?
Why don't you come out and close it, bad boy? Come on.
He's tired, boss. This guy's crazy. Don't listen to him.
The little man don't want to come to me. Then I'll come to you people and lay out the truth. I am ranked number one. One! That means I'm the best. But this bum been taking the easy matches. Fighting other bums. I'm telling you and everybody here, I'll fight him anywhere, anytime, for nothing.
Fight him! Fight him!
But these people ain't never going to see that happen because he's going to retire. You see, he don't fight no real man. He fights them setups.
What?
You're a disgrace to this sport.
Shut up, old man. You and that chump don't know where to come from. Bad boy, your family doing real nice, ain't it? You call yourself a fighter? Prove it now. Give me that same chance. The way he's been ducking is a disgrace. If he ain't no coward, why don't he fight me then?
I can't listen anymore. This ain't any time.
I don't care what your rank. You don't get no shot, and I mean that.
I'm glad you people are seeing this here.
What are you doing? I want to fight this guy.
Well, you got him.
I worked hard.
You'll fight him without me.
What are you saying?
It's finished. Yes, I'm finished. I don't want no more. I don't want no more. You understand?
Judging by my pride, my determination.
It's over with.
But judging by my fighting record. Hey, woman. Hey, woman. Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you'd like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you? I tell you what. Bring your pretty little self over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
You want it? You got it! You got it!
Why'd you leave? Why'd you walk away like that?
Life's too short, kid.
Where you going?
I'm going on a permanent vacation.
What are you talking about? We got one more fight.
No, no. Not we. You.
Why are you doing this? So why are you doing this?
Because you can't win, Rock. This guy will kill you to death inside of 3 rounds.
You're crazy.
What else is new?
He's just another fighter.
No, he ain't just another fighter. This guy is a wrecking machine, and he's hungry. Hell, you ain't been hungry since you won that belt.
Oh, what are you talking about? I've had 10 title defenses.
That was easy.
What do you mean, easy?
He was handpicked.
Setups?
Nah, they weren't setups. They was good fighters, but they wasn't killers like this guy. He'll knock you into tomorrow, Rock.
Jeez, man. Why'd you do it?
Because the beating that you got from Apollo should have killed you, kid. It didn't. It was my job to keep you winning and to keep you healthy.
You really don't think I got nothing left, do you?
Well, Rock, let's put it this way. 3 years ago, you was supernatural. You was hard and you was nasty and you had this cast iron jaw. But then, the worst thing happened to you that could happen to any fighter. You got civilized. Well, don't worry, kid. You know, presidents retire, generals retire, horses retire,
Man of war retired. They put him out to stud. That's what you should have done, retire.
I can't retire knowing all this, man.
I don't push.
Well, you've been carrying me.
We don't need it.
You've been carrying me, though.
We haven't been carrying you. I've been protecting you.
No, look, I want this fight. Just one more.
No, we don't need it.
I live in the gym.
We don't need it.
Mick, I do. I'm asking you to train me one last time.
I know. I...
If you don't, I'm going to tell everybody you bought a new pair of underwear in 10 years.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
One more time. It's open. It's a deal. Come on.
It's your head, kid. It's your head.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, man. Let's go out in style, okay?
Go ahead and stop. Go out in one piece. Now, come on. Let's get out of here. Let's go back to the old gym, will you? Let's get some blood and sweat and tears around here. Can we do that?
Hey, will you just relax and enjoy it all, okay? They love it, Rick.
Get rough. Get tough. Get brutal.
Excuse me. Can I get a kiss?
Yes. No. Get out of here, will you? I'm fighting in a zoo. This is a zoo, you know. Is that the way you train for Clover? He ain't gonna kiss you. He gonna kill you. You know that? Go on. Get out of here.
Hey, yo, Rock. How about a picture, baby?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I'm
Rock. Shut up back there, can't you? Change your tune. That's it. Pump and punch. That's it, kid. You're a deadly weapon. Time.
Okay, come on.
Yeah. Hold on, boy. Catch pneumonia.
Okay.
Give a little rub down, too.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, kid. I don't like to hear much of what comes out of people's mouths. And I don't like soft talking.
That's for sure.
You know, but I just want to tell you one thing, that I'm proud of you.
Well, thanks a lot.
That's all right, kid. Let's get out of here, shall we?
Hey, man.
Yeah?
What do you think we're going to do when it's all over, huh?
I don't know. Maybe join up with a circus. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, let's get off.
Good evening, everyone. Along with Bill Baldwin, I'm Stu Nahan, and we welcome you to tonight's heavyweight title fight, which may prove to be the most memorable of all. For tonight is the champion's final and perhaps most difficult title defense.
Rocky, do you feel you're in the best shape of your career?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel real good.
He's a deadly weapon. He's one of the kind, and he's going to do it.
Robert, do you think you're as fast as
Bill? I don't want to do no talking. I'll do my talking in the ring.
You better dance for it. Come on, here,
I want to be alone.
We're clever.
Will you retire after this fight?
Oh, yeah. This is the last one for sure. After this, he and Mick are finished. This is definitely the last one.
Okay, come on.
Yo, parasite, release it. Get out of here.
Off your fist.
What will you do after tonight?
I'm not sure. maybe join a circus, huh, Mick?
Yeah, have some fun.
Come on, take your robe off. Go out, get your robe.
With us this evening is the former heavyweight champion of the world, Apollo Creed. Do you have any predictions on this fight? How do you see this fight going tonight?
Well, I feel that strength would have to go to the challenger, while experience in the world's hardest head would have to go to Rocky Balboa, and you know I know about that.
Now remember, Rocky, don't trade with this guy. See, take your time, wear him down, but don't stand toe to toe.
Mm-hmm.
This punk's never been 15 rounds before. Take him good.
Okay.
Take him good.
I will.
So I predict that the champ's going to take this.
Well, now, wait a minute. Do you really think the champ can hit that hard?
Why do you think I'm sitting out here with you?
Just let me get my breath. Can I get my breath? Is that against the rules or something?
Mick,
I,
will you please get a doctor, boy? Go on.
He's on his way.
Mick, I can't go out there and fight like this. I can't go out there like this.
Now, get out of there. Get going, will you? Take him. Take him good. Get it over with, why don't you?
Agent, what am I supposed to do?
What the hell do you mean? What are you supposed to do? After all these years together, you don't know what to do. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Now get out there and do it. Do it. Do it. You're the best.
Okay. Okay. Adrian, take care of him. Take care of him.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the feature event for the heavyweight championship of the world. And fans, with us tonight, truly one of the physistic greats, he's coming up from ringside, the master of disaster, the king of sting, the one and only Apollo Creed.
And there he is, the former heavyweight champion of the world, Apollo Creed.
do. He looks like $9 million.
Get out of my face. Look out. Don't need nothing you got no more. Look out. Don't need no hair's been messing up my collar. And you better get that bad look off your face before I knock it off. Come on. Wanna jump? Jump. Come on. Come on, Creed. Come on. Yeah, come on. Yeah, it's like a chicken. You better run.
Give everybody a present and drop this jump, all right? All right, good luck to you.
All right, fans, here we go. Presenting to you on my left out of the blue corner, hailing from Chicago, weighing in at an even 235 pounds, the world's number one challenger, the undefeated Clubber Lang.
You and Clubber exchanged words up there. Any comment?
I have no comment.
And the phone in the opposite corner, really knowing the dust of the world over, he weighs in at a trim 201 pounds, a pride of Philadelphia, the Italian stallion, and the reigning heavyweight champion of the world, Rocky Balboa.
Listen to this crowd.
Now to give instructions in the middle of the ring, referee Marty Denken.
Clever, Rocky, you know the rules. I want a good, clean fight. When I tell you to break, I want you to step back up my command and break. Now go back to the corner and come out fighting at the bell.
Dead meat.
This is not going to be a fight of finesse. These are two guys that really throw punches. This thing could end with one punch.
Yeah.
Stay him up, Jim. Stay him. Look in his eyes.
I'm no traitor. Just go out and kill a guy. Kill him, Rock.
You stay there. I'm a new champion. I'm a new champion. I'm a new champion. I'm a new champion.
Stallion, a rugged champion in the final fight of his colorful career tonight. Jimmy Lemon was correct. He looks like, well, just great.
Here we go. Oh, boy. The champion came out swinging.
Balboa's off to an incredible start. He looks determined to destroy the bigger challenger. What happened, Paulie? Who's Vic?
He's okay.
I didn't know.
You ain't nothing! I told you ain't nothing! You ain't nothing!
Sit strong.
Don't talk like that, Rocco. Come on.
Tear him off. I'm a smuggler. I can't get him off.
He's mad. I'm going to get him.
I'm losing it, Paulie. Who's Vic?
What do you got there? 200 over 50. All right, let's start CPR.
Come on, you can do it.
Sorry. For the matter of round two, Rocky appears to be staggering.
Yeah, I get it.
Coming out of the corner, here comes Clubber.
Like I show you, let's go. Come on.
Come on.
I'll take him. Come on, get up.
Six.
Get up.
Seven.
Let's see you get up.
Eight.
You may wait for you.
Nine. Ten. You're out.
Balboa, time is important. We must get him to the hospital immediately.
That's not the way to do it.
Who's that?
You hit it straight, huh? Step into it.
Apollo?
Right. I waited at your house for about an hour and your wife said you might be here.
What are you doing here?
Business.
If the papers knew we were talking like this, they'd think we was crazy. Why you?
Because I'm the best and you need somebody to teach you different.
Why?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think you could pull it off without me, right?
You still didn't give me the answer, Apollo. What's the real reason?
Listen. It's quiet, isn't it? When you retire, it's too quiet. I mean, we're too young to retire anyway. Besides, with the right touch, I could promote this thing into the biggest gate of all time. It'd be bigger than ours. Heaven knows, I don't mind being involved with large numbers, right?
I don't need this no more. I don't want this no more.
Look, man, when you beat me, I hurt all over, and I didn't want to know from nothing or nobody, not even my kids. The hell, every fighter knows that hurt, and we get sick inside trying to live with it. So don't back off now. Make it right for yourself, or you'll be sorry you didn't. We held the greatest title in the whole world, babe. You lost that fight, Rock, for all the wrong reasons. You lost your edge. All right. I know your manager dying had you all messed up inside. But the truth is, you didn't look hungry. Now, when we fought, you had that eye of the tiger, man, the edge. And now you've got to get it back. And the way to get it back is to go back to the beginning. You know what I mean? Maybe we could win it back together. Eye of the tiger, man.
Why'd you have to come here?
I have the plan. Get back, man.
You got me curious.
You got me curious, Rob.
Clubber, do you accept the challenge for a rematch with Balboa?
I reject the challenge because Balboa is no challenge. But I'd be more than happy to beat up on him some more. Always said he was nothing.
I can't wait to see this bum fall.
What do you think of him being trained by Apollo Creed?
Apollo who? You talking about that old fool Apollo Creed? Shucks. One has been teaching another.
Talking, pal.
That's all Apollo been
keep
doing
talking.
Been running off at the mouth lately. And when I see him, I'm going to close it for him.
All right. When will the match take place?
The sooner the better. I'm the champion of the world. And nothing can be done about that. I can't be beat. And I won't be beat. This time I'm going to train even harder. There won't be no quick knockdowns. I'm going to torture him. I'm going to crucify him real bad.
Hard words from a hard man. The odds against Balboa making a comeback at 34... are very long indeed. Can he do it? Most experts doubt it. Balboa was a fine champion, but his time has passed. I wish him luck.
Don't listen to it, Rocky.
No, do listen to it, Rock. When this is over, a lot of folks are going to owe you an engraved apology. And you're going to owe me a big favor.
What favor?
When it's over.
Islanders 2, Boston 1.
Flyers 6, Rocco, come on. We're going to be late at the airport. Let's go.
You forgot anything?
I think we have it all.
Maybe another sweater.
Nah, California's not that cold.
It's great, great. Scorching.
Okay, listen, I want you to be a good boy, okay?
Thanks.
Don't give anybody a hard time.
Okay.
Give me a kiss. Yeah.
We'll call when we land.
Yeah, we'll call. You be a good boy? All right. I'll bring you back something.
What you wish you doing?
And they are.
just call it believing in myself. Believing in myself.
What the hell are we doing here in L.A.?
What do you mean? This is where I started,
huh? So?
So this is where he started.
Well, this place is disgusting. Why don't we stay at your place?
Look, I think you're missing the point. Let's just go on and check in and get over to the gym, all right?
Rock, in my opinion, we don't need this place. This is below you and the sister's standard.
We're going to give it a try, Paul, if you want it.
I don't even have a gun.
Just call it believing in myself.
Get over here,
believing in myself.
You know, fun is fun. I like those kind of things, but this I don't like. Look at this place. Rats even have more pride than to be caught dead here. I mean, look at the duffel. I just don't like it. Think of Adrian's help.
I'm fine, Paulie.
This is where I started.
That's your problem. Marco, let's leave before they leave us for dead.
Yeah. You see that look in their eyes, Rock? When we fought, Rock, I trained hard, but I didn't have that look in my eyes. You had it, you won.
Damn.
Gotta get that look back, Rock. Eye the tiger, man. Eye the tiger. Come on. Come on, let's go.
Look at this place. No class in here.
Hey, is he always so cheerful?
I don't sweat you.
Hey, Paulie, don't get mentally irregular.
It's a free country.
Now, just don't get irregular, all right?
I don't need no philosophy lesson here.
Well, it just takes about 6 years to get to know
you. Well, I ain't got 6 years.
Hey, come on, Paulie, just be that fool. Come on. I'm business.
Hey, champ! Hey, everything's set. I'm ready to go, baby.
Good. I know you know who this man is, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It'll be good working with you. Certainly had enough working against you. Hey, how you feel?
Pretty good, thanks.
Hey, he's doing great. We've been living modern, but now we're going to train over. I'm going over here and talk to some of the guys, all right?
Hey! Champ! We've got to leave. I got a reputation.
What do you mean, reputation?
You heard. I don't like these people.
You don't like them? Maybe they don't like you either, Paul.
What I do to them?
They call me Punch.
Hey, Stallion! Stallion, come on over here and meet some of the fellas.
I'll be right back. How you doing, guys?
Here, Paulie.
Oh,
you wasted time. He's got heavy feet.
Get on the ball with your feet. Come on, relax, Rock.
Come on, get those feet out of the concrete. Come on.
It'll take time, but it'll come.
He can't train to the jungle junk music.
Come on, relax, Rock.
Here we go, here we go. Come on,
relax. Ball with your feet.
Slow, balance.
Let your body find a little.
Start a new dance called a brawl, huh? Come on.
I'm telling you, you can't train him like a colored fighter. He ain't got no rhythm.
Right? Come on.
Look great.
Everything we do works out the jet. Good. Yeah. Can he swim?
With a name like Rock?
No time to waste. Let's go. Another lap. Another lap. Move it. Another lap.
He ain't no tuna. We belong back in the gym.
Look, he's got a strength and huge muscles he never thought he had. Come on, Rock. Come on, stretch now. Come on, move it, Rock. Move it.
Nobody can change that much. He's a bruiser. He ain't no boxer.
You keep telling them that and you'll be nothing. You know?
Yeah.
Another lap. Come on now. Move it. Move it. Come on, move it, Rock. Move it. Come on, let's go. Let's go. That's it. Stretch it. Stretch it out. That's it. Let's go. You got to pull hard now. Hard.
Shut up, mister. No bums. I'll squash you. There's decent people trying to sleep.
Who needs this sick place?
I don't. No class.
Damn, that club is strong. 15 rounds is a long time.
We gotta put him away early. Figure with the pace we gotta set, Rock can last maybe 7 or 8 rounds. Then we'll be out of steam, huh? Got to put him away early.
Oh, at least the water's hot. Oh, we never really had a honeymoon. It's not so bad. Oh, we've been in worse places.
Rocky's in trouble.
Oh, he's got him.
He takes the right, a little right, but he's been cut. Rocky's been cut.
Come on, come on now. Go, you gotta get tougher. You gotta get tougher. Think smooth, think smooth. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Look, on your toes, Rock. On your toes, on your toes, on your toes. Push yourself, Rock. Concentrate. Let's move it, Rock. Move it now. Come on, Rock. Come on. Have fun with it.
That's it.
Have fun with it.
That's it.
Easy, easy, easy. Smooth.
On the toes. On the toes. Don't push it. Don't push it. Let it come. It'll come. Just takes time, baby. Just takes time.
Come on. Move your head. Move your head. Move your head. Up and down. Come on. Come on. Split now, up and down.
Get out.
Inside. Inside. Inside, baby. Side to side. Move your head.
Watch him now, watch him. Right, remember, he's got 2 hands, right? Damn, man, what the hell are you doing? This guy will knock you on your ass. Come on, Rock, it's not a game. You want to live in the hospital for 5 weeks this time? You thought I was tough? This chump will kill you.
All right.
Come on, come on. Get your head on your shoulders, man. Think about the fight. Think about the fight. Trevor Langton, he's trying to hurt you, Rock. He's trying to hurt you. Okay, here he comes. Jab. He's jabbing. He's jabbing. He's trying to hurt you. You gotta fight him. You gotta move.
Look, there's just one thing that you gotta remember. We gotta get some speed. You gotta get some flexibility. You gotta get some quickness. Understand?
Yeah.
Quickness and endurance. That's the only thing we gotta concern ourselves with, Rock. Right?
Mickey never had me do this.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Ready? Set.
Go! Come on, come on! Sit! Come on! Come on!
What's the matter?
It's over. It's all over.
What's the matter with you?
And I want you to tell me the truth.
What?
Why'd you come here?
I don't want it no more.
It's over because you want it to be over. I'm glad.
I do.
It's just, you've never quit anything since I've known you.
I don't know what you want me to say. I mean, what happened? How did everything that was so good get so bad?
What's so bad? Tell me, what?
I wrecked everything by not thinking for myself. I mean, why couldn't Mickey tell me where I was really at right from the start? He didn't have to carry me and lie to me and make me think I was better than I really was when I wasn't.
He never lied.
Those fights weren't right. They weren't, Adrian. I never fought anybody who was all in their prime. I was always some angle to hold on to the title longer than I should have had it. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying here?
I understand, but you've got to understand that he loved you and that was his job, protecting you.
Look, that protecting don't help nothing. It only makes things worse. You wake up after a few years thinking you're a winner, but you're not. You're really a loser. And so we wouldn't have had the title as long. So what? At least it would have been real, Adrian.
It was real.
Nothing is real if you don't believe in who you are. I don't believe in myself no more. Don't you understand? What if I don't believe? That's it. He's finished. It's over. That's it.
That's not it.
That is it.
Why don't you tell me the truth?
What are you putting me through, Adrian? You want to know the truth? The truth is I don't want to lose what I got. In the beginning, I didn't care about what happened to me. I go in a ring. I get busted up. I didn't care. But now there's you. There's a kid. I don't want to lose what I got.
What do we have that can't be replaced? What? A house. We got cars. We got money. We got everything but the truth. What's the truth, damn it?
I'm afraid, all right? You want to hear me say it? You want to break me down? All right, I'm afraid. For the first time in my life, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid, too. There's nothing wrong with being afraid.
There is. For me, there is.
Why, you're human, aren't you?
Look, I don't know what I am. All I know is I'm a liar. And because of that, Mickey ain't here no more.
You didn't push him into anything. He was a grown man and he did what he had to do. And you have no right to feel guilty for what happened. You don't. You were a champion. And you did what you were expected to do. And you did what I and everybody else thought you should do. And you want to tell me that those fights weren't real? That you were carried? Well, I don't believe it. It doesn't matter what I believe, because you're the one that's got to carry that fear around inside you. Afraid that everybody's going to take things away. Afraid you're going to be remembered as a coward. That you're not a man anymore. Well, none of it's true. It doesn't matter if I tell you. It doesn't matter because you're the one that's got to settle it. Get rid of it. Because when all the smoke has cleared and everyone's through chanting your name, it's just going to be us. And you can't live like this. We can't live like this. Going to bother you for the rest of your life. Look what it's doing to you now. Paula thinks you can do it. So do I. But you got to want to do it for the right reasons. Not for the guilt over Mickey. Not for the people. Not for the title. Not for money or me. But for you. Just you. Just you alone.
And if I lose?
Then you lose. At least you lose with no excuses. No fear. And I know you can live with that.
How'd you get so tough?
I live with a fighter.
Thank you.
gentlemen, I'm Stu Nahan along with Bill Baldwin, and we welcome you to Madison Square Garden, a most exciting backdrop for the anxiously awaited rematch between the former champion Rocky Balboa and the reigning heavyweight champion Clubber Lang. We now switch to our remote cameras inside the dressing rooms.
Would you care to comment on how you plan to fight Balboa? What's your strategy?
Don't need any. Balboa's so predictable and stupid, the man comes straight ahead. He's tailor-made for me, and he's gonna get hurt.
Nice shooting.
That's good. Turn him off.
Good.
How's that look? Okay? Huh?
No, I don't hate Balboa, but I pity the fool, and I will destroy any man who tries to take what I got.
You remember where you came from? You remember what it took to get you here? And you remember what he did to you last time, right?
Since both men are brawlers, Stu, with the edge and power going to Clubber Lang, I would say that the odds are very long against Balboa regaining his title.
Now it's your turn. It's your turn, huh?
What's your prediction for the fight, then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
Lang is a brawler who likes to hurt a man to the body.
And, you know, Balboa may never have psychologically recovered from that vicious knockout the Clubber laid on him.
It's time. Here.
What?
I want you to wear these.
Come on, Apollo. These are the colors that you wore in our first fight together. I can't wear your colors.
Just wear them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks, Pop.
You just make sure you wash them before you bring them back, all right?
We'll do. We'll do. Thanks, Pop.
Hey, and remember, after this, you owe me a favor.
What favor?
Bill, I'd have to agree. Toe-to-toe, Lang is utterly devastating, and he's much too strong.
All right, listen. I just want to tell you that I'm proud of you. Takes a hell of a man to change. You did it. You're going to prove it to him tonight, right?
Right.
Right.
You did good, Apollo.
Thanks, Apollo.
Okay, right. Let's do it, Apollo. Let's go, let's go.
And here comes Rocky. And here comes Apollo, the two former champions.
Look at that United States Marine Corps color guard there, along with the German uniform. Aren't they magnificent?
Tremendous. Say, take a look at Rocky. Look at the tenseness in his face, the tautness of that body. Boy, does he look serious right now.
Oh, that he certainly does. And you know, Stu, the word is that this is Rocky's last fight, win, lose, or draw.
And there he is, the Italian stallion, Rocky Balboa, climbing into the ring. Boy, he looks incredibly thin, doesn't he? I'd say he's got to be about 20 pounds lighter.
Rocky Balboa, the Iron Man from Philadelphia, and this crowd is certainly with him tonight. Listen.
Balboa doesn't really have any boxing skills. I've never seen a fighter, though, with as much raw determination.
Oh, holy cow. Hey, here comes the champion now, Clubber Lang. Listen to this crowd.
Well, take a look at those eyes. I've never seen a guy with such sullen eyes. He is tough. Boy, he's
tough. Go back on your head.
Oh, he even belted a spectator on the way in. Did you see that? Look at that man.
Boy, awesome. Awesome. And he's tough. Look at that.
Clubber Lang, the heavyweight champion of the world.
Hey, fool. You ready for another beating? You should have never came back.
Don't look at him.
Let's just be cool.
Hey, boy. Hey, boy. After I crucify him, you next.
Just stay out of my face, chump.
Don't turn your back on me, second.
We had a brawl before the bell. It's all I'm talking about. Nobody hold each other. This thing is ready to explode. The fight is about to officially begin. But these guys won't start right now.
Come on, let me go, let me go, let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Let me get you. Let me get you. Let him go.
Wait, no.
Let him go. I want him.
I thought you said be cool.
That was cool. I'm the champ. I'm the champ. I'll beat you like I did last time.
You won't have to look behind me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm here.
And boxing fans around the world.
I'm
beating
you bad this time.
Welcome to Madison Square Garden. And tonight,
I'm going to get you. Let him go.
so slimmed down.
He looks like a middleweight.
Out of the blue corner, weighing 237 pounds, the hard-punching battler from Chicago, the reigning heavyweight champion of the world, Glover Lang! Referee Lou Filippo.
Okay, boy, let's go. We went over the rules yesterday. I'm just going to repeat a few of them. Let's watch the low blows and the rabbit punches. In case of a knockdown, you go to the corner I tell you to, and you stay there until I tell you to come out. Is that understood? Any questions? Okay, let's go back to your corner now. Let's go.
Bust you up. Go for it.
Well, here we go. The war is on. We're just waiting for the bell.
Take my belt off and get that chump.
Don't let this bum let you fight his fight. You're the best. You're the best.
Eagle
champ. Girl. Hit him in power. Hit him in power.
Get that jab up. Keep your back.
Are you ready for round one now? Get in a great fight. And here we go. And another. Oh, this is not the Rocky we expected. He's now
playing. Looks fantastic.
Another right.
Stick him again.
Right.
Barbara Lang doesn't know what's happening right now. He's being stunned by this now.
Look at the chest.
But he can't corner.
Nothing but a challenger.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
That right hand is just like a trip hammer.
Rock, dive up.
Bring it to me. Come on.
Hit me. Get back. Come on. Get back. Tough first round. Here's Rocky with a couple of rights and left. Right to the head of Lang.
Get off.
There is Lang. They are going absolutely wild.
You look great, huh? Just don't get crazy. We're home. I kill you, man.
Man, strong.
I'm gonna get that guard. I'm a killer. I'm a killer. He's gonna come hard, right?
Yeah. You keep crowding him. Don't give him a chance to set.
So counter and move. Counter and move.
And he had Lang at his mercy.
I don't think Lang knew what hit him there in this whole first round. Here we go now. The bell for round two.
Now it's Lang coming out strong at the start of the round two. Him in his corner, and here he comes back. But Rocky is still landing those rights and lefts. Just right now in the center of the ring. A right to the head. Another right to the head. He's really setting him up. A right, right, right. Five unanswered shots.
What are you doing?
Come on. Come on, Balboa. Come on.
Get those people to get their hands up. Come on, Rock.
Ooh, that right hand hurt Rocky again. What a right.
Bye.
Get up. I got a lot of move. Come on.
Here we go again. Cover coming in.
Come on.
You must be crazy or something.
I'm stupid.
Ain't breathing heavy.
He's a fool. He's stupid.
I'll see you in 6 months.
How can he come back from a beating like that?
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Look, the strategy, that's all. I know what I'm doing.
No, you don't know what you're doing. He's got to come to you. You're the champ.
He's nothing. He's not.
You stand toe to toe with this farmer, he'll kill you. It doesn't take a man to stand in there and get your head beat off.
He's getting tired.
Don't go wasting your punches. Get a jam. Don't try to take him out with one punch. Use your head. Now you wear him down. He's all ours.
I know what I'm doing. I swear I know what I'm doing.
Don't tell me what you think. Go out there and do it, Rock. I am a tiger. You understand?
Yeah.
Go out there and knock his head off. He's just a man, Rock. Just a man, right? Be more man than him. Go get him. I am the tiger.
Up and down, side to side.
All right, it's the beginning of round three. Tough rounds to call right now.
This is a little slower than starting.
It's my round. So I'm going to take you this time. Four, I'm going to take you. You're mine.
Four,
I'm going to get you.
Come on.
Come on, again.
He's getting killed.
Oh, no. He's not getting killed. He's getting mad.
Come on. Whole world's watching. Knock me out. Come on, harder.
heavyweight champion of the world, the Italian stallion, Rocky Balboa.
Come on, we made a deal.
I know, but this is extremely crazy.
Yeah, it's mental error record, right?
Yeah.
But it makes all the sense in the world. You owe me a favor.
I know, but what'd you think of this?
About 3 years ago.
Oh, this is very crazy, Paul.
Look, Stallion. Now, look, when you run that last fight, you won by 1 second. You beat me by 1 second, 1 second. That's very hard for a man of my intelligence to handle.
Oh, is it? But didn't you say after I beat you, you learned how to live with it?
I lied.
Oh, you lied. Oh, so now you just gotta prove it to yourself,
just
right?
Just myself. No TV, no newspapers, just you and me.
Nothing, just you and me. Asian for beauty.
Anything you say, Sally.
I do all the work, okay. I'll tell you, Paul, you better go slow because you ain't as young as springtime no more.
I'm still young enough to whip your butt, Sally.
Oh, yeah? Well, how are you gonna do that? You taught me everything you know.
Almost everything. You gotta remember now. You fight great, but I'm a great fighter. Huh? You ready?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. You know, Stallion, it's too bad we gotta get over it, huh?
Just keep punching, Apollo. Wanna ring the bell?
All right. Ding, ding. Come on, Stallion. Come on, come on.
Boy, you really look good for an older guy.
Oh, you're looking good, Stallion. I taught you well.
I think you taught me too good. Looking fly.
Look out now. No, you don't want any of this. Come on.
Maybe I'm in here with the wrong guy.
Come on, watch yourself.